They say Greg Gianforte is a successful businessman. Here's the real story. Bureaucrat Ben Casey. He doctored the books. When he told us about the city budget, he glossed over one thing. You sent a message to Washington, loud and clear. Focus on the economy and jobs. Show the taxpayers that Congress can work together again. Gene Elzey learned from his parents that hard work and integrity matter. Gene's dad, a Navy veteran. It's a fundamental right, the right to vote. But Indiana politicians like Max Davis, they're fighting to limit your voter rights. Something's happening in Kentucky. In our cities, on our streets, people are working. Families are saving. They keep coming. Millions of special interest dollars from Wall Street and K Street. Carol Rochelle is at it again. One lie after another. They're still lying around. The Little Rock Fat Cats will literally say anything to get their man Ben DeVoe in the State House. Congressman Andy Stewart has forgotten what life is like outside the glistening walls of Congress. He heard our take-home pay, then had the nerve to ask for another term. Andy, it's time to go. In his 12 years in office, Norm Wehmer doubled the state's debt. He tripled spending. She's not just our congresswoman. She's a neighbor. A part of our community. Let's send Marcy Kaptur back to Washington. David Fairclough running on integrity? The facts are clear. Fairclough has no law degree, as he claims, or any experience in public office whatsoever.